Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, July 23rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, who's out there, tuned in. And I have a mea culpa, an apology to make. I screwed up trying to turn off the recording on Thursday night's call, and many of you who tried to tune into it or listen to the replay were denied. And I'm sorry about that. I really am, because it was a good call, and I wanted it to get out there. And unfortunately, I misdialed something on ending the recording, and it was gone into the Ethernet. So many of you probably tuned in on Friday to the little Intel update that I recorded to give you some idea at least of what the Intel was from the call Thursday night. But here we are on a Tuesday. Didn't expect to be on a call tonight, but here we are. So we're doing it and looking forward to you guys getting the most that you can glean from this call. So let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what I know will be a wonderful teaching that we can all listen to and gain from. So Lord God, we just thank you that we have opportunities to share information on a platform such as this. Thank you for the information that I've been getting and that Sue has and Bob has, and that we're able to discuss fully everything that you have placed in our hearts. Thank you for this night, for the opportunity that we have to share everything. Thank you that we have everything that we have is a good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Thank you that you are the creator of all things, and thank you that you have provided for us everything, as well as kept our health while we are here 13 years into the big call. So thank you for bringing this blessing and everything that's included as part of it. Thank you for it coming in as expected. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I'm excited. Bob is always excited about the teaching that you'll bring us. So we're looking forward to listening and commenting on that.
How do I want to frame this? I'm just going to put it out. Don't get trapped by your words. In Proverbs 6, it says, we are snared by the words of our mouth. Snared means to be trapped. Yep. Your words can trap you. What you say can cause you to stumble. It can keep you from your potential. You're not snared by what you think. Negative thoughts come to us all. But when you speak them out, you give them life. That's when they become a reality. When you say, I'll never get back in shape, it becomes more difficult. If you say something that might hurt another, it becomes difficult. You just made it harder. When you say, I never get any good breaks, that stops the favor that was ordained for you. If you say, I'm not that talented, I don't have a good personality, that is setting the limits for your life. That is calling in mediocrity. Many people today also use words from the culture they're in, and that becomes a problem and ensnares them. You may have been snared in the past, trapped by your words, but this is a new day. I declare that you're coming out of that trap. I declare that before you speak, you're very aware that the quality of the words that you're speaking and who you're speaking to will have a profound effect on the quality of your relationships. You may have been snared in the past, but every chain is being loosed. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Now you have to do your part. Start speaking blessings over your life. Start speaking blessing and encouragement and affection into your life. Start speaking increase. Start speaking love. Dare to declare God's favor. Be bold to call in those things that you're dreaming about, those things that you're believing for. Don't use your words to describe the situation or take on what a culture has said. Use your words to lift, inspire, heal, and bless. Use your words to change and improve the situation. In Matthew 6, Jesus was talking about worry. He said, "Take no thought for your life, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink?'" Notice the phrase, "take no thought," saying. The negative thoughts will come. The key is to not say them. A thought will die stillborn if you don't speak it. Jesus was saying, you may feel worried. You may feel some feeling welling up as you get ready to say something. Make sure that you listen inside and you think before you speak. But take no thought saying, don't verbalize it. Don't get trapped by your words. When we acquired the former center, it was a dream come true. We were so excited. Our builders drew up plans to renovate it from a professional basketball arena to a church, and then they called us together and said it was going to cost millions of dollars. After they picked me up off the floor, my first thoughts were, that's impossible. There's no way. I can't do this. Even though those thoughts were racing through my mind again and again, I knew I had to keep my mouth closed. I kept a big smile on my face, acted as though it was no big deal. I knew that if I didn't verbalize negative thoughts, that they would die stillborn. It's one thing to think it's impossible. When you start telling people it's impossible, it takes on a whole new meaning. You may think, I'll never break this, or they'll never break out of that pattern. Those thoughts come to all of us. You can't stop that. My challenge is, don't give them life by speaking them out. Don't go call your friends and tell them how it's not going to happen. I told our team, I don't see a way, but I know God has a way. Especially during tough times, you have to be on guard. It's tempting to vent your frustration and tell people how such and such didn't go through, how the medical report was, how people aren't treating you right. But to continually talk about the problem will not only make you more discouraged, it will give the problem more life. You're making it bigger. Turn it around. Don't talk about the problem. Talk about the promise. Instead, oh my man, if I got big challenges, you need to say, I serve a big God. God spoke words into existence. Nothing is too powerful for me, who is a part of God, and I am stronger and leading a new concept on the use of words. I know when one door closes, God has something better. He's directing my steps. I'm excited about my future, and I'm excited about my new standards. Instead of saying, I'll never meet the right person, something good and amazing is about to happen. Divine connections are coming my way. If someone says to you, I heard you received a bad medical report, just say, yes, that's true, but I have another report. It says, God is restoring health to me. If someone else says, well, I heard those people did you wrong, you can respond, yes, but I'm not worried. God is my power. God is the one that is loving me, and I give all my power to God, not to others' actions. And that is our teaching for tonight.
Sue, I like that teaching a lot. I don't know if it was, but it reminds me of Joel Osteen and his situation in taking over the Compact Center, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was, he had so many people, even in his church, and people especially from the outside, that said, nope, never happened. You'll never be able to have church in that place. And they fought him on it, but God had plans for them to take that Compact Center and make it their church. And they did, and maybe that was the story, I don't know. But it sounded a lot like Joel Osteen in his situation. But what I like about that teaching is we limit God. God doesn't limit us. We limit God by our words, by how we say things, by who we say it to, and what we say. And I think that when we realize that, and like you said, you know, instead of letting every thought come out and through your tongue, think again about it before you speak it. Think again, because what I've noticed is so many things that we think we shouldn't say, and a lot of things that we think we should say. And so it's a matter of discernment. That is discernment even on what we say and how we say it and to whom we say it. It's a wonderful concept that God has given us to speak things that are not as though they were, like in this particular case. And if, in fact, that was Osteen, it was a wonderful declaration of faith. And, you know, I have – what's really interesting, I was listening to something that Joel – I was listening to Marilyn Hickey a minute ago, but prior to that, what was being said was that try to make three people smile a day. Try to make three people smile by what you say to them, how you might compliment them, you know what I mean, how you might exhort and lift them up, right? Try to make three people smile. And I thought, well, that's a great idea. You know, that's something you can do with your words. Sometimes you can do it just with your own smile. I find myself kind of with a disposition that might not be happy or sad, but neutral. And I think, you know, I need to be smiling. And when I greet somebody, I need to smile, you know, when I greet them. And so I think that's part of what I'm getting from what the teaching was, Sue. Don't limit yourself by what you say. And sometimes you just limit God by what you say, because you're not allowing God to speak into your life or to speak life through you. That's what we need to do. Let God speak through you. Let his light so shine that it shines through you. And that would be an excellent way to treat other people and encourage other people and show God's love to other people. I think there's a lot in that teaching, Sue. I really do. And I think that we can gain a lot from it and use that as we go around and have our day. I know I could go longer, but I'm more interested in what Bob would have to say. But thank you, Sue, for that teaching. We'll come back around to you. Bob, what did you think of the teaching, and how do you see it?
Yeah, so I really liked it. The whole idea of this is that, you know, you have control over over your life through consciously choosing your words, and to be aware of those times when you are speaking in a way that's limiting or disempowering. You know, as Sue was giving some examples, you know, I'm not talented enough, or something. I hear this a lot. Oh, well, with my luck, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm a nobody, or, you know, well, I'm not rich. How could I ever do that? You know, and,
yeah.
But, you know, there's this idea of contrast, and if you can watch yourself saying these words, you can then make a choice to reframe things. And you might say, well, I am talented, but my talent is unique and not everyone can see it yet. Or you can say, I am lucky. I'm lucky to be filled with God. Or instead of, you know, I'm not rich, well, maybe, you know, the beauty of my soul and the way I've created beauty in my environment is what makes me rich. You know, the famous monk once said, when they asked him, you know, why do you monks every morning, you know, rake all the leaves and clean everything up so much every single day? And the answer was, well, paradise is where we live, so we like to clean it up and make it look nice.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps your paradise is where you live. And being aware of the opportunity to make these reframes is a really huge step, because it demonstrates your ability to have awareness. And awareness of your words, awareness of their impact. And that's why teachings like this are so valuable, because it helps create awareness. And ultimately, you know, you can be aware that you're aware. And then you really begin to enter into a realm where you're totally limitless. And rather than phrases like, I am talented, or I am lucky, or I am rich, your phrase ends with simply, I am.
That's good, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
That's good. I like that, Bob. Sue, Bob was talking about not taking on a self-deprecating tone. Oh, I could never do that. Oh, I'm not smart enough. Oh, I'm not. All of those negative thoughts that we, not me, but that people say to themselves tend to limit us, tend to hold us back from God's best of who we are and how we can be who we are. I think, you know, sometimes we say things to people that, let's say, give us a compliment, and then we kind of brush it off and say, well, you know, and we tend to go negative on it, or we tend to say, well, thanks, but, well, we need to learn to take a compliment. We need to learn to receive as well as give. And I think, by extension of what Bob said, I think that we should, you know, not condemn ourselves if somebody compliments us or says something to us that we take to heart. We should do that without deflection. Don't deflect it, you know. Sue gets a lot of compliments. and she should. She earns them. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where I think she receives them. I don't think she blows them off. I don't think she shuffles around and doesn't receive. I think she receives them. And that's, and I'm sure Bob's the same way. Hopefully he receives that too, because he should receive a lot of compliments. And, you know, just for doing the things that he's doing right, and for Sue doing the things that she's doing right. And it just made me think of that. It just made me think of that by extension. I really appreciate what Bob said. Sue, thanks for this teaching again. And what do you take from it? What do you glean, and how does it speak to you, this teaching?
Well, this is a particularly poignant and relevant teaching for me on lots of different fronts. I'm going to start with really the moment we're in together, to understand that either the people we've been around, the culture we've been around, and the way we have taken in what people say about us or what we say about other people is a very important baseline to start with, in terms of this teaching isn't just about what you're saying to yourself. It's also about what you're saying, which is a reflection of yourself to other people. And I love what Bob said about, you know, we're cleaning up paradise. You know, what the monks were doing is they're cleaning up paradise. And I know a lot of people who have had a deep, consistent spiritual awareness in Christ practice, you're very aware of what you say and what you say to other people, and you try not to blame them or come at them. You just express yourself authentically. And for me, when you were talking about receiving compliments, at a young age, I would receive a compliment, and actually a member of my family would, you know, we'd be in a social setting and they would take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to notice about that, number one. And then there's getting used to. And here's what I'm going to put out very powerfully. A lot of people are accustomed to normalizing social memes and thoughts. And it's something that I'm very clear, I have a very strong boundary around that, that when people will say something that is derogatory or derisive, that's when I am going to use my words and make that very, very clear that that doesn't exist in my paradise. Because I want to build a paradise, and I'm sure everyone else does, where beautiful thoughts are the norm, where elevating thoughts are the norm, where love is the norm, where affection, not just compassion, but affection is the norm, where closeness and connection and beauty and being praised is the norm. Don't you want to live in a relationship where that's the norm? with relationships where you walk in and people smile, or because you're that's what you're radiating out to the world. And if something less than that comes in, it immediately gets transferred out of my environment. And it's going to get pointed out. It's going to say, no, this is not, no, we don't do this here, especially, it's just we don't do it here. Wherever it's not, it's just going to be, we don't do that here. And so I really liked the trapped part. Is just a little exercise and I'll complete. The trap part is to say, how willing am I, just like what Bob said, how willing am I to put my whole heart and being into being, like what you said, Bruce, it was so beautiful, to make another person smile, like to really give affection, to really say something positive, to really let them know how much they mean to me. That to me is, you know, where I'm working, it's like I get to go up to people and it's the easiest thing because I do it because it feels good to just go up and be with them for just a minute. They're in a stressful day. And just to walk, I make the time. I don't just go buzzing by. They're just not an average. They're the people that I'm surrounded with. And what that does, that's making a deposit in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's making a deposit in their heart. And those aren't just words. Those are words and vibration of, I care and you matter. And I want you to know that. And that is probably the most important thing that we all could be doing, is just taking a moment regularly to express, like you said, Bruce, gratitude, appreciation, affection, joy to the people around us. And take a look at that. Are they doing that for you? Are they doing that for you? Because that's, you want to be in mutually reciprocal relationships. And that's a very important thing to listen to that as well. Because you want to be with the people that want to do that with you. And so that's why I thought this was a very powerful teaching. Because we're moving away from all that old derisive, derogatory. Yeah. That's so yesterday. It's so gone. And we're moving into radiance, awareness, beauty, paradise, like Bob said. And that's why I wanted people to not be trapped by the old.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was really good. And I just think what you do, Sue, and I hear you, when you deposit a positive thought, kind word, compliment, exhortation of some kind, uplifting, into that community that you're referring to, Sue.
Yeah.
That just plants seed in their lives. That's planting seed, good seed. And we all know that we're going to reap what we sow. You know, that's the law of the harvest. So that was great, Sue.
And
I appreciate that.
And I really liked, you know, I'm going to use what you said, Bruce, and what Bob said too, but I'm going to use, like, when I get to know people, I'm going to say, like, who did you make smile today?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You got to qualify. It's becoming clearer. It's like qualifying, like how active are people in their investment in other people?
Yep. And that's something that doesn't require a whole lot. but a kind word or a smile or something that will bring a smile to another person. And set a goal. Can I do that to one person? Can I give that to two people a day? Can I give it to three people a day? Where I witness that and see a smile on their face. That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Really good teaching. All right, tell you what. Let's see if we have any praise reports tonight, since it's Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Let's see if we have any.
And we don't have, makes me nervous, Pastor Scott.
Yeah,
hope
I
you're
know.
Doing well, Pastor Scott.
Well, we'll pray for
Here
Pastor
we go.
Scott. Okay.
This is from Jeannie. National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Grandmothers.
National, National Gorgeous Grandma Day?
Yes.
Sue, you can testify to that.
I know. Grandmothers endlessly love and treasure their families and typically have an infectious love for life. They've experienced a lot and have the best words of wisdom for us. International Self-Care Day. As the foundation of wellness, self-care is emphasized and prioritized on International Self-Care. Wow, it's just like this whole pre-my segment is like leading up to my segment. I can't even believe it. Self-care reduces stress and has several benefits, including increased energy, better sleep, and increased clarity. Virtue of the day, faith. The virtue of faith is a gift. You can work hard to develop many virtues, but with faith we ask, Lord, increase my faith. Ask dozens of times each day, and as your faith grows, you'll see more and more miracles until finally you'll realize everything is a miracle. Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. For we walk by faith, not by sight, Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing all our prayers every day, and especially on the big call. For all the leaders, all the listeners, for their health, their finances, their RV blessings, and med beds. For Pastor Scott, we pray he is doing better and hope to hear an update on his recovery. Wishing everyone a great week. May everyone be blessed, be thankful and kind, with appreciation, through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Well, I like that. I would change one part of it, though. Instead of asking for God for more faith 10 times a day, why don't we try to use the measure of faith that's given to each of us 10 times a day? Let's use our faith. It's like a muscle. It has to be exercised. And that's what we're supposed to do with our faith. Put it into practice. Utilize it. Pray believing. Use your faith. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. Yes, our heart is with Pastor Scott. Any more praise reports, Sue?
No.
Well, let's just pray right now for Pastor Scott. Lord God, we just come to you, and we're not quite sure of the status of our Pastor Scott. We know he's gone through so many strokes. He's fighting the good fight of faith. And hopefully, by prayer, that he is still with us and he is recovering. Slowly but surely, he is taking one step at a time, literally and figuratively, to come back into fullness. Lord God, we pray this to be the case in his life. And we're standing in the gap for him by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, Sue. as we move from praise reports, let's go right to your segment. Tell us
We're going to go rushing into the space.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to go rushing into the space where you can deepen and learn so much more quickly and deeply how to become what God really wants you to be. And how can I make that claim? And how does that relate to your future? I'm going to start with just announcing that should we tarry, we will be doing a 3-part class to start on Friday night. What night did we say that was? Oh, gosh, Bruce.
26.
26, Monday, and then Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, and Wednesday. Yeah. Monday and Wednesday. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And what this is, and it's related to the teaching tonight, it's called Sacred Habits, Liberating Freedom. How investing in divine habits and practicing the way of love is the calling of your heart and soul. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. We know who said that, Christ.
Yep, that's saying a lot.
And this class is really designed, let me ask you a question. Are you ready to break free from the confines of 3D habits and step into your new reality as a divine humanitarian and a new you? Sacred Habits Liberating Freedom class is designed to empower you to invest, just 3 classes. We're going to invest in, and this is where it becomes different and unique, the study of habits and how they get developed in you and how you can cleanse yourself and be in a space of learning with other people all the habits that will contribute to a sacred way of life. A lot of people don't have a very sacred way of living. They don't elevate the divine in their day to day. They go to church, they may help others, but they're not necessarily really doing things that will turn on their nervous system and light up, oh my gosh, I'm not a human being. I'm a divine light of Christ. I speak like that. I walk like that. I eat like that. I think like that. And why is that? Because most people have imitated 3 groups of people. The close, the many, and the powerful. That's how habits get built. And that's coming from one of the top researchers on habits. The close, what you saw in your family, that got installed in you. And we're going to disinstall that. How many people saw their parents like really quieting their mind and really, you know, being one with nature and going out and being with God and thinking like loftier thoughts? How many people saw their parents really caring about their body and not treating them like they were just objects and maybe drinking too much, eating too much, taking care
smoking.
Of others, whatever, abandoning themselves, but actually caring for their body, nurturing their body, not as their body, but as the home to their spirit. And then when you look at the powerful, there's a material sheen, and it's all about the glamour. It's all about the outside. It's not about a real, authentic, close, connected, beautiful, heart-infused reality. That's what was that was given to us as the model. So this class is designed for, I'm assuming since we're mostly humanitarians, but it's really for anyone that once the blessing comes, you would like someone who, how would I express this? I've lived on both sides. I mean, I know what it's like to be, I would say here's the piece that I really want in this class. We have a model that's been on the planet that's about achievement. An achievement at any, just anything to achieve. The model that I'm going to be working to get out through my projects is contribution, meaning, and well-being as the new model. So that when you come back into your family, you say loving things because your nervous system is balanced. When you're working in your group, you have enough energy, you have enough of yourself that you're radiating positive energy. You have a surplus even for conflict, and that goes into your group. That when you're picking people to work with or partner with or even get into a romantic partnership with, you're going to know them by their listening, by their joy, by their warmth, by their compassion. But what if we had people, what if you could meet people and you recognize them because they were filled? And I got this from you, Bruce, talking yesterday. They were filled with affection. When was the last time you met somebody that it was like, and that's very big in my life, that you put out affection to people. That's caring, warmth, a hug, joy. And when you do that, it makes, they want to respond to you affectionately. You're not waiting mm-hmm. for their affection. You're giving them affection. Think about somebody that's affectionate. Think about what you feel when they walk into the room. You feel affection for them. Think about what a society. I'm going to make sure that my group, there are hugs. We give each other hugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to be, I don't care if it's the military. I'm not kidding. This is scientifically proven to create connection, which is the biggest thing we're all healing from, is parents that weren't very connected, schools that weren't very connected. There's just a lot of it. So sacred habits, liberating freedom, is really about liberating our hearts, but we're going to go into some scientific research based on Christ-based principles. And again, what I really love creating these classes around is taking Christ's teachings, but but getting them into your nervous system so you can embody them, so you're hearing it in a different way, and it's actually getting into your cells, not in your head. It's getting into your emotions. So what would you feel if you could be starting this new journey and you felt affection towards other people? The more predominant feeling in you wasn't defensiveness or protectiveness or staying away from people, but generosity towards people. Generosity, affection, love. That's what this is going to be about. So if you're interested, I'm just going to read you one quick testimonial because I'm also going to tell you about the bundles. Here's what people say. I wanted to thank you for the amazing pod class on Monday night. In the beginning of the class, when everyone was speaking about their experiences from the meditations over the weekend, their energy and frequency was so uplifting. The ripple effect of their energy definitely raised my vibration just by hearing their stories. The guided meditation was the most powerful one yet. It brought me to the configuration scene in the Bible and believe we all shared in the divine union with God through the powerful energy. We need to have practices that will take us to new feeling tones that move us beyond being shut down, being isolated, being walled off, being frozen, being stuck, into warmth, joy, connection, and most of all, being able to share our gifts. So if you want to come to this class, please just say, we're going to call it, what are we going to say here? We're going to call, trying to think of how to, just say Sacred Habits.
There you go.
It's $150, and just put I'm in. It starts on Friday. I think we might register on Thursday, but we'll start on Friday. If we're delayed, wait until you hear Bridget Bentel. I don't know. But I don't know, but it's we work on these classes like about 6 weeks beforehand. We start thinking about topics and things that people need that we haven't covered. So but I get really excited. By the time I'm telling you about it, it's like my momentum's already there. So it's going to be an amazing class. And the last thing I want to say to you is just put Sacred Habits, $150, I'm in, your name and your telephone number. But even more importantly, if you haven't gotten the Golden Wisdom Bundle and you want to have a foundation, and here's what's so unique about these classes. They're Christ-based, yes, but they weave. It's called layering. They layer different dimensions of interpersonal neurobiology, which is a science of how your brain learns, and habits and learning science and all these emerging fields, so that you get this really intricate but simple system. You don't even have to know that's happening. That's going to upgrade several different areas of your being, your habits, your thinking, your connection to yourself, your body, so that whole system starts recalibrating. And that's why it's so powerful. It's a totally different, it would be fun, too bad, in the future we'll have technology and I could just put a button and I would say, hey, Pod, what would you tell these people? And they would just be screaming, because it's so much fun to liberate yourself from being stuck and move, add light. That's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle, that's what the class does. It adds light and empowerment back into you. So if you want the Golden Wisdom Bundle, all you have to do is put Golden Wisdom 300. It's $300. It used to be $400. It's a $550 value. So you're saving $250. But it's what it's going to do to your habitual thinking, to getting you ready, to making your transition easy. Just put your name, your telephone number, and that you have Cash App. And if you don't have it, it's literally you call. I mean, I'm the worst. People used to say, oh, can you take Cash App? I groan. And I did it. It took like a minute and a half. They pick up right away. They will walk you through it. I'm one of those people that kind of stuff, I kind of want to have somebody on the line so I can just be efficient with me. And they can say, okay, do this, do this, do this. That's all you need to do. And you will have a bundle that you can, all you have to do is make it a habit. Once a week, I'm going to listen to the first call of what you're going to do once you leave the Redemption Center. It's priceless. Priceless.
And what's the email they use, Sue?
And all they have to use is Integrated Minds, and I'm getting ready. Integrated Minds, IntegraAted Minds, at hushmail.com. And your name, Cash App, telephone number. And if you could do it tonight, just in case Bruce's intel comes to pass, that would be a really smart move. And I will be doing this until 11 o'clock tonight. And this is what I want to say to everyone in the pod. And everyone that's been listening, even if you just listen to these ideas and you haven't taken action, even if you just listen to my words, thank you. Because you're seeding your ability, S-E-E-D-I-N-G, maybe later to come into something like this and hear words like interpersonal neurobiology. That's all part of this new integrated Christ-based plan to understand how everything works. So thank you for being on this segment, and thank you especially if you take action to love and support yourself. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Sue. That was well done and very well said. So thank you, and I'll recap that in my segment and make sure everybody gets it. All right. Well, thank you so much.
And I want to give a shout out to Faith. She's so cute. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I want to say. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Faith. Good deal.
Yeah.
Now, as we transition over from one segment to another, Bob, you have something special for us also tonight, and hopefully a few testimonials, and anything else that you care to bring out tonight.
Yes, thank you, Bruce. We do have something special. Some people have already opened up their email in regard to this and taken advantage of it. And what it is, we're doing a 50% off sale.
Whoa.
And we're doing it on seven different products.
Seven different products.
Yep. I'll tell you quickly what they are. The first one is lignans. The next one's resveratrol. Goodnight formula. Ashwagandha. Vitamin B. Olive leaf extract, and magnesium with zinc.
Okay.
And it's a really great sale. For example, you can get Goodnight Formula for just under $15.
Wow.
You can get your olive leaf extract for under $15. And even a product like lignans, and we've already had people buy multiple bottles of lignans today, and just since the sale came out, and
yep.
It's on sale for $34 and change, which is
okay.
Half price. And this sale is going to go on for, let's see, today's the 23rd, probably till the end
yep.
of the month, maybe a couple
yep.
of days into the next month.
Okay.
And this is July, so this is what we do sometimes is put on a really great sale towards the end of July where we do
mm-hmm.
this 50% off thing, and it's only once a year where we really do it. And so if you're a person that either wants to try these products or this is a good time to stock up if you're already using them, that's what's happening.
Mm.
And Bruce, also going to give a quick update about our new product, Myotrol.
Yeah.
And we heard yesterday that they are starting the manufacturing process, or the process of getting the liquid into the gel caps. So this is a product that comes from different plant extracts, and the plants come from different parts of the world, and they arrive in California,
right.
And they're tested for purity, for absence of any pathogens, and then they go through an extensive process of extracting the active ingredients and purifying the active ingredients and the product itself, and
mm-hmm.
then also changing the solubility so that it's more absorbable. And when it's finished, which is a very lengthy process done in a highly sophisticated lab, it is then packaged in these food-grade transport barrels that are perfectly sealed and sanitary. And they arrive
mm-hmm.
then at the site in San Diego, where they're going to be put into gel caps, and they get tested
mm-hmm.
again. So those barrels get put in quarantine, where they're not allowed to be in contact with any of the other products that have been open. And
mm-hmm.
they're tested again, so they take samples of the liquid, send it out for testing, and when it comes back that it's not contaminated, then that's when they're allowed to bring it onto the manufacturing floor and put it in the gel caps.
Okay.
It takes a few days for the gel caps to cure, and then they send them out for a second testing, and when that's done, they can then put them in jars, put the labels on, put the seals on the jars,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and get them ready to be put into boxes and crated up to be shipped from California to Florida. So that's how that process goes, and where they are right now is the product is in quarantine waiting for the report to come back on the testing, and as soon as they get it, they'll start processing it. So it's probably going to be right around the same time that the sale we just put on today goes off. We will be getting our next load of Myotrol, and there'll be enough for everybody at that point.
Good. Okay.
Yep.
Somewhere around the first part of August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do have a couple of testimonials, very short and sweet. One of them from this lady who just put a 5-star review and said, great products and timely delivery too.
Mm.
And, we've been talking about that a lot at our facility, because more and more, I don't know about other people, but when you order things sometimes and it's coming directly from a company and not coming from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I just ordered something the other day. They were like, okay, it'll be there in 2 weeks.
Right.
It's like, 2 weeks? It's like, Do you have it in stock? Yeah, we have it in
stock.
Yeah,
really.
But it's 2 weeks. You know, and then just today, again, it's like, it'll be at the air at the end of next week. And I think that, you know, being able to get things out the door quickly is really good. And I'll tell you how that goes, Bruce, is we have our own fulfillment center. It's about 20 steps from my office. It has all of our products in it. We have a very sophisticated computer system, and we have a special parking spot for the mailman.
Yeah.
Right outside the fulfillment center. And he rings the doorbell when he arrives, and every day the packages get packaged up and sent out. And when an order is taken by, you know, Stephanie or Lucy or Jim that's over, you know, that's over the phone, that order lands and arrives in the computer system at the fulfillment center in about 15 minutes. That's how long it takes the system to reconcile everything, the charge card and all that kind of thing. And we can see it real time, and I can see it real time. I can right now click on the word orders on the software that I have up on the screen that also has the testimonials, and I can see right here at 9 o'clock p.m. this particular lady placed this order, and you can see it in real time. You can watch
that's
these orders come in. And so that's how we get the orders out right away. And we make sure that we have the inventory, with rare exception, when something breaks down in the supply chain and that, or it's a brand new product that is not, you know, in the flow yet, like Myotrol. And one last thing, Bruce, I wanted to say, there's a big study they just released yesterday where they were studying people that had pre-diabetes, meaning they didn't yet need to take medication or insulin shots, but were heading towards getting diabetes. And there's lots of people. They estimate that in the United States there's 100 million people with pre-diabetes. And the study showed, and they tracked, they did this. This was a study that has lasted for 30 years. And what they've been following people who had pre-diabetes and then looking at how long it was before they had diabetes and needed treatment. And it turns out that for people that can delay going into having diabetes for a period of 4 years, and this seemed to be like a magic number, there was a 26% decrease in all-cause mortality. Anything from heart attacks or strokes or Alzheimer's, all things that people with diabetes might be more susceptible to. And for vascular issues, there was a 26% decrease. And this is just for 4 years, and many people in the study are still alive 30 years later. And it was a very encouraging study to say, hey, if you can just, you know, delay this for 4 years. But the fact is, if you are told that you have prediabetes, it should be the type of thing where you can avoid getting diabetes altogether, you know, for your whole life, based on the fact that we now have things like Gladiator barley, like Boomer Boost, like lignans that can help with this. And if you do get to the point where you do have diabetes, if you get your inflammation way down, you're going to have a totally different experience than if, like typically happens, your inflammation goes up with diabetes. And so I just wanted to say to people, I mean, there are estimates 100 million people in the country, right? And so if mm-hmm. you are a person that's been told you have pre-diabetes or you know somebody, or full-blown diabetes, you should definitely give us a call. We have helped thousands of people with diabetes to get their inflammation down, get their blood sugar down, get their strength up so they can exercise more, and mm-hmm. Provide all kinds of information with blogs and podcasts that people can use to gain information. And so that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce.
Okay.
Yep. It is on this fine Tuesday. It is 10:07.
Okay. One question about the sale, Bob.
Yep.
Is there any limit to the number of 50% off bottles?
Yep. The limit is 3 per product. So if you want to get 3 of all 7 of the ones that are on sale, you can get 21.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, Bob. That's excellent. And let's let them know how to get to your website. All you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on my site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. You click on it, it's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, you go right into Bob's site, and you can see the 7 products that he mentioned that are all on sale at 50% off. And that's an incredible deal. So this is definitely one you want to take advantage of. He's got some great products in there. For anybody with sleep issues, the Good Night Formula is the ticket. I take it every night, and I dream like crazy. And I love that. I love that I can dream beautifully through the night and into the morning, too. A lot of my best dreams are early morning dreams. So the phone number to call if you want to talk to somebody or you have a question about something, you can certainly call them. The number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that is how you get in touch. You know how to get on the website and take advantage of this sale. I know I will. That's a great deal. 50% off? Are you kidding? That's terrific. Okay, a little after 10, let's go into where we are intel-wise. This is going to be an interesting week for us. There's a lot happening all around us. We know that. Politically, if you're paying attention at all, boy, wow, we have had quite a week, haven't we? So far, I mean, we have for days, and it's not going to get any easier. In fact, don't be surprised if the early broadcast system, the EBS, the EAS, Emergency Alert System, did I say early? I didn't mean early. I meant Emergency Broadcast System. The Emergency Alert System and the EWS, the Emergency Warning System, come up and get utilized starting tomorrow or Thursday. And there's been discussion as to, oh, man, you guys have no idea. There's so much going on right now globally. The arrests globally look like they did get finished, I think, 2 days ago. But there's still activity in Canada and the U.S., and hopefully that is about over. I think it was supposed to be by now. But this is a time when things are coming together for us. To give you an example, yesterday, talking to the Redemption Center and bank people, the bank screens were not showing rates, but the redemption center screens were showing blinking rates. Today, it was the opposite. Bank screens were showing blinking rates, and the redemption centers were blank. Then later in the afternoon today, the redemption centers, which is what we're most concerned with, are showing solid rates, but in grayscale. And in grayscale, you can't quite make out what those rates are. But my understanding is that by tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we will have solid rates on the screens at 9:30 in the morning. We're also hearing that staff is being sent in as early as 10 a.m. and also at 2 p.m. to cover the day. And it should be that we get notified tomorrow and start exchanges tomorrow. Now, that is what we're hearing. It should start Wednesday and go through Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Haven't heard about Sunday yet, but we're hearing that we're supposed to be notified by those emails with the 800 number included so that we can call and set our appointment and then go in for our exchanges. If not tomorrow, then Thursday. But I'm pretty sure we're going to start, or we should start tomorrow. So that is great news for us. Obviously, this going, finally, is what we're all looking forward to receiving. Don't be surprised. And by the way, when you get the emergency broadcast system and alerts and the EWS and all that, that is designed to be cover for us. So I'm excited that that is about to occur. I think you guys have seen some political change already. There may be more political change happening soon. So I'm just looking forward to getting started on what it is we expect in the way of notifications and setting our appointments and so on. As far as anything else goes, remember, the dinar has a so-called contract rate. They are supposed to offer that here in the United States to U.S. citizens. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's very, very high. And I look forward to that. And obviously, ZIM holders are going to be given priority and precedent going in. You're a ZIM holder, you do get priority as far as the med beds are concerned, because they do want those of us who will be around to do our projects for many, many, many years to have a shot at that by living much longer than our normal lifespan. So don't be surprised by that. In fact, you should beware and look forward to going into the med beds to gain that longevity so you can complete your projects into the future. Okay? That's kind of important. Otherwise, I would like everybody to consider picking up the Golden Bundle 300 from Sue tonight with an email, and go ahead and grab that tonight. Remember, it's only $300, and this is five courses, 20 classes, each one about an hour and a half or so long, that you can download and play from your email, like a link, and you can do that and listen to it as often as you like. But go ahead and get those, because it's like Sue said, these are layered. This is layered information that you can benefit from for years, really. By having that foundation, it really will help you to listen to this and get that in prior to your exchanges, prior to you starting with your groups, with your leadership, with your projects. This is like a foundational, these are foundational teachings that you can listen to that'll be so valuable moving forward. So I highly recommend everybody that hasn't already received these, go ahead and order these. It's a tremendous value, and you can pay for these by Cash App. Remember, it's only $300. So go ahead and get them now before we get our toll-free numbers and no longer have them available. Take advantage of it. Go ahead and grab them now. I'll tell you guys, we have waited a long time for this, and the information that I got is, you know, this afternoon to say when these are going. It's very positive, and I believe we're finally at that point where it can start. So we shall see. Now remember, Sue also has a new class starting, starting on Friday, if for some reason this gets delayed. So send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just send her a quick statement with your name and phone number saying, I'm in. That would be for the class. Now, for the Golden Bundle 300, which is what you write in the subject line, use the same email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And just go ahead and send that off to her, and she will be emailing those out as soon as possible. So again, that's payable by Cash App, and something that is just super valuable. Now, I don't know really, we don't have when these emails are going to come out to us, when our notifications are, but we know that bondholders are supposed to be notified tomorrow and have access to funds tomorrow or Thursday. I think we're trying to go pretty much in tandem with the bondholders. I believe we're going to get started with exchanges tomorrow. It's possible we would get notified tomorrow and not start till Thursday, but I believe they want us to start Wednesday. So look for emails in the morning and then call up, set your appointment, and start hopefully tomorrow. Okay? So that's what I wanted to share tonight. Don't forget, Bob's sale at Boomers is on and taking off. This is a great sale at 50% off on 7 different products. Keep that in mind as you move forward. And that should be good through the end of the month, maybe overlapping into a few days into August. So this is a great time. Obviously, when we get the emails and we get started setting our appointments, we'll be able to buy as much Boomers as we need for a while. And that's a great idea. Many of you, I know it's been a little tight. It'll be good when funds free up and you have the money, and you can certainly buy all the Boomers you need to stay healthy, get healthy, and stay healthy. All right, so that's what I wanted to say tonight. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and I'll do my best to retain the recording tonight. So, Lord God, we just thank you for this incredible blessing that looks like it's about ready to come in for us. And we're going to receive those funds, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. that you would give into our bosom that we would be able to give again. And we're going to be good stewards of this. We're going to do a lot of things for humanity, and we're going to do things here in the U.S. for Rebuild America, internationally for Rebuild International, for our veterans with the Veterans Retreat Network, and for our pastors and evangelists and our missionaries with our pastoral retreat network. I had to think for a minute. Pastoral retreat network. So, everybody, we will be in touch with you by email. So make sure you're registered on BigCallUniverse.com. All you do is put your email in. And we will be sending out emails to everybody. And we will have the toll-free number in an email blast that we send out to our people that want those. And we'll also try to put that toll-free number on our website. All right? So thanks, everybody, so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we look forward to being in touch with you when we do our projects and take these things forward. All right, so thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, satellite team, for getting this call out to so many nations around the globe and so many different people. And also, thank you, Sue and Bob, BCK, also Pastor Scott, continued healing in Jesus' name. And also, thank you, everybody else that's been listening as Big Call Universe. Thank you. And so we'll be in touch, and we look forward to time with you in our future, especially in getting some of our projects initiated. But for right now, everybody, just enjoy the weekend and look for your emails in the morning, I would say. All right? All right. Thank you, everybody. Good night. God bless you. Here we go.